Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, you made a decision regarding Earl Jan. First off, please tell us about that decision.
Well, there were two decisions made. First, on advice of counsel, we reached the conclusion and took action to declare that his employment contract of January 11, 2018 was void and voidable, and we voided it in a motion that was adopted at the meeting. After that, we addressed the issue of employment, and their motion was passed to terminate Mr. Jan's employment, effective at the end of the day today. We thank him for his service, but we think this decision was in the best interest of the authority.
Now, you mentioned that the contract was voidable. Was there a sign of misconduct in the part of Mr. Jan, or was this something that was not right with the initial employment contract with Mr. Jan?
No. On the research that was provided through our lawyers, there's such a thing as a term limit doctrine, which means that one elected board or appointed board cannot adopt and enter into a contract to govern the entity that it's involved in that reaches past their own term. The authority has three commissioners on staggered terms, and a contract of 3 years violates that term limits doctrine because it can reach beyond the term of any given majority at any given time.
So this is more of a technicality issue more than anything else regarding Mr. Jan's employment.
It's a public policy doctrine that in governance matters, one elected or appointed board cannot contract for governance beyond the terms of those members.
Okay. Does this mean that the door may be open in the future to Mr. Jan serving with the Water Authority?
I don't want to make any speculation about anyone, but I think our decision is clear.
All right. And Jerry, I know that the report last week, you have responded to that, and you're saying that you will stay on as a member of the board. Joe Lurigo, who was one of your harshest critics in the legislature, says today's decision came as a distraction to that report from earlier this week. Any response to that?
No, I do not and will not make any judgments or comments on the positions taken by elected officials. They have their right to say whatever they want to say. I have no comment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.